71 outright vetoes. That's the second most in Montana history. Former Governor Brian Schweitzer issued the most in 2011 at 78. Legislative officials say no other year going back to at least 1975 even comes close to those two figures. Democratic Governor Bullock began his administration with a message of cooperation, of collaboration with the other side of the aisle. And Bullock says the high number of vetoes doesn't change that tone, that his veto strategy has been clear from the start of the legislature.
I said we have to do three things, essentially. We have to leave a healthy ending fund balance of $300 million. We need to make sure that we're not spending more than we bring in, and we need to address long-term liabilities and essential services before we provide tax cuts. That was the marker I laid out then. That's the marker I laid out at the State of the State address. That's the marker I laid out at the end of the sessions. So I've been consistent all the way through.
In total, Governor Bullock's vetoes total about $150 million. That leaves about $310 million in the state's bank account for the next 2 years. Bullock also says the vetoes bring the budget into structural balance, which means the state will be bringing in more money than it spends over the next 2 years. Republican Senate President Jeff Essman says he's disappointed with the governor's veto approach.
My preference would have been that he spent more time vetoing bills that increase government spending and more time signing bills that would have provided some relief for Montana taxpayers, but that is not, in fact, what he did.
Both moderate and conservative Republicans have faulted Governor Bullock's vetoes on measures like simplifying the tax code, exempting businesses from having to pay taxes on mandated pollution control equipment, and an income tax cut bill from Bozeman Republican Senator Art Wittig. Governor Bullock did prioritize tax cuts at the beginning of the session, but he says Wittig's bill was not the type of tax relief he was looking for.
The benefit goes to the most wealthy among us as opposed to trying to make sure that it really goes to Main Street.
Essman says, from his perspective, that bill's weight toward higher income earners makes more sense, and he's sorry to see the veto. He says those who pay the taxes should be the ones to get a percentage of their taxes back.
I don't think the purpose of an income tax system, an individual income tax system, should be to redistribute wealth.
The only major tax relief bill Bullock did sign was a cut in the business equipment tax. The governor suggests some of his 71 vetoes could have been avoided if lawmakers had gotten the bills to him earlier in the process so he could have negotiated changes. Lawmakers transferred about 200 bills to Bullock's desk after the close of the 2013 legislature. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.